This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. On the western slope, all Mesa County hospital workers must soon be vaccinated against COVID-19. Dr. Thomas Tobin is the chief medical officer for Community Hospital. He says they've tried other ways to encourage staff to get vaccinated.
We wanted to try education, giving people time to kind of adjust, and I think that we got some return on that investment, and I think this is just the next step in that investment in getting our community safe.
Other Mesa County hospitals requiring the vaccine include St. Mary's, Family Health West, and Mine Springs Health. The VA already had a requirement. County hospitals had been at capacity at times this summer as COVID cases surged. Shuttle service to the Pikes Peak Summit ends today. Here's KRCC's Mike Purcell.
The shuttle has carried most Pikes Peak visitors up the final leg from Devil's Playground this summer while construction continued on the new summit complex. Parking on top of the 14,000-foot mountain is currently very limited. Although now open, work at the new visitor center is scheduled to be complete by the end of September, but summit parking will remain limited. Access to the summit will be on a first-come, first-served basis. Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
And Denver Broncos coaches were impressed with the play of their top two quarterbacks yesterday. Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater are competing to be Denver's top QB. They both played well in a preseason victory against Minnesota. And from downtown Denver, you're listening to CPR News.